Hello, friend. Imagine a lotus, a delicate flower, pure and beautiful, resting upon the surface of the water. But beneath that serene image lies a deeper story. The lotus begins its journey in the mud, buried in darkness and surrounded by murky waters. Yet despite its difficult beginnings, it grows, reaching for the light above, emerging from the depths to bloom in all its glory. In many ways, your journey through fear is much like that of the lotus's path. We all face moments of uncertainty, doubt, and fear, times when the world feels heavy and clouded, and you wonder if you'll ever rise above the challenges that you face. But just as the lotus pushes through the darkness towards the light, you too have the capacity to move beyond fear and into the fullness of your true self. But fear is a powerful emotion. It can paralyze you, keep you stuck in old patterns, and prevent you from reaching for the life you truly want. Fear whispers to tell you that you aren't ready, that you aren't good enough, and that the risk is just too great. But just as the lotus doesn't remain trapped in the mud, neither do you have to remain trapped by your fear. The lotus teaches you that fear, like the mud, is just part of the process. It's something you must pass through, but it does not define you. Fear is simply an experience along the way. It is not your final destination. So when the lotus begins to grow, it doesn't see the sun right away. It feels its way up, instinctively trusting that there is something greater waiting. And just like the lotus, you don't always see the full path ahead, but you must trust. You must trust that there is light beyond the darkness, that there is growth beyond the struggle, and that you are capable of rising above. But it takes courage. It takes courage to step forward, even when the way is unclear. It takes trusting yourself enough to believe that you can handle whatever comes your way. You must be gentle with yourself as you do this when fear arises. Acknowledge it, but don't let it stop you from your path. You must push past fear the way a lotus pushes past the mud, and each time that you do, you strengthen your resolve and deeper your roots to bloom into your true self. Your every small step is simply another victory. So let the lotus be your symbol of hope and resilience. Let it remind you that no matter how murky your waters may be, you have the strength to rise above and into your own beautiful unfolding. So for today's meditation, you will mindfully practice using the qualities of the lotus flower and the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, which when translated stands for the jewel in the lotus. So let's tune into the silent conversation between your breath and your body. Sit comfortably in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Allow yourself the gift of simply being, letting go of all the worries, the pressures, and the list of tasks yet to be completed. Take a few deep breaths. Notice how your breath feels as it flows in and out. How the air tickles your nostrils and how your chest rises and falls to the occasion. Allow your breath to be the gentle anchor in this moment. begin to feel your heartbeat's steady rhythm, a reminder that even in moments of stillness, life moves within you. While courage is not the absence of fear, it is the ability to move forward in spite of it. Courage is the quiet strength within you that whispers, "I'm here. You can do this." Even when the road feels difficult, so in this moment, with each breath that you take, allow your courage to rise up and fill your entire being. Breathe in courage. Breathe out fear. Breathe in courage. Breathe out fear. Feel the energy of possibility growing larger, nurturing and reminding you that it's there for you should you need it, that you are not alone in your efforts. Now, just as the seed of a lotus is anchored in the mud, press yourself down into your seat and feel the stability and the strength that it provides. Expand through your torso just as the stem of a lotus pushes up. And should the mind throw an obstacle in your way to distract you from your path, know that you, like the lotus, are capable to move around it. You see, your struggles are not for nothing, as your present moment challenges are paving the way for the strength, the wisdom, and your profound purpose tomorrow. In the words of Napoleon Hill, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. So should your emotions or thoughts tempt you to remain stuck below the surface and keep you in your trance, do not participate. Be the witness to your own becoming, your own blossoming. Know that you always have everything within you that you need to succeed, to be the best version of yourself. Breathe in courage. Breathe out fear. Breathe in courage. And breathe out fear. We will now incorporate the power of the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. When translated, means the jewel in the lotus and symbolizes transformation from challenges and your journey to better yourself. Now with each inhale, silently think Om Mani, and as you exhale, Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Feel the vibration of the mantra resonate with you, reinforcing your inner strength and determination. Allow the mantra to flow naturally with your breath and permeate your entire being. Remain here until I rejoin you once more. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Bring your attention back to the space that surrounds you and embody the inner strength within you. As you move on with your day, remind yourself of a quote by Tara Brach, "No mud, no lotus," which means without facing challenges, difficulties, and hardships, one cannot achieve growth, transformation, or enlightenment. The lotus flower that blooms beautifully in the muddiest of water symbolizes how beauty can arise from the darkest of adverse conditions. So let the lotus be your guide. With a steady heart and arms spread wide, find your light in the dark and the gloom. And in your heart, my friend, let your beauty bloom. You see your personal growth and inner beauty emerge not from ease, but from the trials and the tribulations that you seize. May your mind, body, and spirit bloom with peace and perseverance. Until we meet again, my friend, namaste.